Time now for our feature where we dissect, discuss and analyse the political stories of the week. They might be big issues, they might be small. Nothing goes off limits in the next 10 minutes. That's exciting. With us now is our political editor, Jane Patterson, and also TVNZ political editor, Jessica Much-Mackay. Kia ora korua.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Well, we have to really start with Mr. Sharma, his report on his interview, rather, with Corin on Morning Report. I mean, he's pressed the nuclear button now, hasn't he?
Absolutely. He's going on a tour of destruction this morning. He was told not to speak out, and he's done absolutely the opposite. At the moment, the latest is that they're going to have a caucus meeting on Tuesday. It's going to feel like a very long 3 days if he continues to speak like this. So I wouldn't be shocked if we see that being brought forward. He's made some really huge accusations, and the Prime Minister will need to respond to those too.
Yeah, Jane, how does she defend herself in this circumstance?
They're in a really difficult position. Mm. She came out on that Tuesday media conference and said definitively there was no predetermination about this decision. So now we have an as yet unnamed MP, but on tape, you know, with another media outlet saying the absolute opposite. So now they're into this second or third phase of he said, she said, but with these accusations levelled directly at the Prime Minister. This is becoming really damaging for them because I just can't see how they can shut him down from now. He's been suspended. The threat of expulsion obviously wasn't enough. But look, by holding that that meeting on that Monday evening, whatever you're going to call it, that he wasn't invited to.
This is the secret meeting.
It has created difficulties because, again, the whole caucus was there, so you have a whole group of people who know exactly what happened. So now it's really a matter of who's going to come out, who's going to talk, either to defend the Prime Minister or back up Gaurav Sharma, otherwise we're left in this position.
Only knew about the meeting because someone accidentally sent a photo of Calvin Davis?
That's right. So they were, someone was multitasking, not very successfully apparently, and trying to organise the caucus meeting, the proper caucus meeting the next day, took a screenshot of Calvin Davis, the deputy leader, and sent it to Gaurav Sharma. So that's how we found out about it. And then apparently had this other lengthy conversation from another MP, whom he describes as a senior MP, outlining the whole thing.
Do they kick... So let's assume that the caucus will move to expel him from the Labour Party, so he's an independent MP. He didn't say whether he wanted to stay or whether he'd thought about staying in Parliament. Would Labour use the party-hopping legislation?
I would imagine that they would in this instance. Their justification for that will be that he came in on the coattails of Labour. Yes, he's an electorate MP, but he came because he was wrapped in that red Labour blanket. And I think that for them, they will use that
in
this example.
Do they want to have a by-election, though? But I suppose that's a possibility.
I think that's probably the better of two evils.
But then the other situation here, earlier in the week, there was the letter that I think the New Zealand Herald published on all of this, where he seemed to have the backing of the local party. So how messy could this get?
Well, often you do get a strong electorate committee or strong backing in the electorate. They work very closely together. It's much more of a regional situation. So that's not necessarily surprising that he has that support, but it's the voters, obviously, in the by-election. Just coming back to the waka-jumping legislation, I think it's really interesting because with National, we saw Jamie Lee Ross, who threw as many grenades at his leader at the time. They did not move to use that legislation against him because they voted against it. So it would have looked really hypocritical. I think Labour, if he starts voting against them as an independent MP, if he continues to make accusations, then that is where they will move. And as soon as he starts to vote against them, that brings in that proportionality argument, so they can say you have disrupted the proportionality and he's out. So I think it's very much, as Jess said, a live thing for them. They can use it. It's their legislation, so it's not as difficult for them if they want to invoke it.
What about this MP who spoke to Dr. Sharma for, 55 minutes and has spoken to News Hub, News Hub's got the transcript of it or whatever. Are they going to come under pressure to go public? I mean, what happens there?
Well, at the moment, they seem to be the only arbiter between talking, quote, publicly between the Prime Minister's statements and Gaurav Sharma. I think there's a lot of pressure on them to come out, but I can't imagine how they're going to be feeling, to be honest. Dr. Sharma ringing them up. Yeah, that'd be interesting to have that conversation, wouldn't it?
And I think there'll be a lot of people who are feeling very nervous who have perhaps texted him. And that's why this whole thing, it really breaks down that trust. It's a robust, intense environment. I think, you know, we all know what that's like in that place, and I think there'll be quite a few nervous MPs worried about what he's going to share. That trust has been broken, especially with some of those senior MPs, and I just feel like it would be smarter for the government to deal with this sooner rather than later.
I also think it's really important to look at the context of this. So all of this has happened in the wake of the Debbie Francis report. So what we used to have is a situation that she identified and was well known around Parliament, is you have an MP and you have a staffer. If there's a relationship breakdown, even if the MP is behaving terribly and it is on them, the staffer would get paid out under the old system, a non-disclosure agreement, chunk of cash. So not only is their career over, they leave and are sworn to secrecy, and so the MP is left there to carry on their terrible behaviour in secret too, because none of it comes out. So this is what parliamentarians have been trying to address, getting into that situation sooner and not always just heave-hoing the staff. And this is what Dr. Sharma objected to at the start. And I think another interesting thing about this is he's been talking about you know, getting a fair trial, that, you know, he getting a fair inquiry. It's harsh, but caucus is not a court of law. Even cabinet, it is very much about having the trust of your prime minister. So I'm not disputing that people should have a fair justice and due process by any means, but I'm, you know, you can't put this into a legal setting that he is sort of has been talking about.
The other bigger picture thing with all of this, we are hearing from some Beehive insiders, is that our One News Kantar public poll came out last Monday, and basically on those numbers, a whole lot of those backbench Labour MPs would be off the list and out of a job. And a whole lot of them came in 2.5 or 2 years ago, and they're saying that some of those MPs are feeling a bit rattled. And I wonder if that's in the back of Gaurav Sharma's mind, that perhaps after the next election he'll have to win that seat, but there will be a whole chunk of them. I mean, it was quite a contested seat. He'll have to think about his options post the next election anyway. So I do wonder if for some of them, and that might be, if there is a by-election, might be a little bit of a harder sell to say, hey, look, come in, but the numbers at the moment are looking like they won't.
There was another poll this week, wasn't there, the Taxpayers Union Courier poll, which is broadly in line with yours, Jess, is that right?
Yeah, that was taken a little bit after ours in terms of timing, so ours was probably the week before, and there or thereabouts with those
Labour
numbers.
A little bit up in that one, weren't they?
Yeah, so ours was a bit more national support, Courier's was a little bit more neck and neck, so, but the, you know, margin of error poll stuff.
And the interesting thing with that is, in that Courier poll, Labour and National are neck and neck, as the One News Kantar poll, but also it shows Luxon and National tracking down over the last month, and I just think that reflects some of the difficulties he's had with his own scandals. And speaking of that...
Speaking of that, a week's a long time in politics and all that, and Sam Uffendale and the situation there with the inquiry that is underway at the moment, and Christopher Luxon saying that's going to be made,
and
it's going to stay secret.
Won't National be counting its blessings this week, thank you very much, in terms of the attention not being on them? Yeah, so they'd said initially that the terms of reference for Maria Jew's inquiry would be made public. They are not going to do that. I mean, the broad brush of them is that they would be able to take in anything else that comes up in the interim, which hasn't. So that's pretty much where it lies. I'd expect in the next week or so, they want to get that finished. They'd sort of said 2 to 3 weeks, so they'll be wanting to get that done and dusted.
It just feels like we haven't talked about Sam Uffendale until this point in this talk, and I do think that National will be rubbing its hands together with glee, and I do wonder if that will change the outcome of what happens to the Tauranga MP because of what's happened with Gaurav Sharma as well. I just think that National will be watching this very closely to see how this plays out.
Well, when you compare it to Uffendale, you know, he was a compliant MP. He really did what he was told. It made it a lot easier for National to deal with. So, again, I think it's probably come out in the wash better for them than it may have.
J, Jane, final word. There's a bit of a scandal rolling across the Tasman too, isn't there, with ScoMo.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, so just one of these great political stories that happened across the ditch. Revelations that former Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison had been giving himself all these secret ministries, causing quite the controversy over the ditch.
Wasn't it?
Unbelievable. And here's, for the last word, a question from Australian reporter Ben McKay to the Prime Minister at Postcab.
So I was given the news out of Australia today whether you've secretly sworn yourself into your minister of anything.
No, I have not. I've got still the ongoing privilege of being Prime Minister.
Here we go.
No love lost there.
Thank you very much to both of you. That is our political editor, Jane Patterson, and also with us TVNZ political editor, Jessica Much-Mackay. Kia ora.